Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Suzanne. Also, my nickname is Suze. You could call me Suze when you call in. We have our nursing home show, and we're trying to convert the nursing homes into accessible housing. Our theme for the evening, nursing homes make it hard on families, and this is so true. My husband had to do certain things, change my Medicaid to a nursing home Medicaid when I was stuck in a nursing home because I didn't have accessibility with the wheelchair. And it was really difficult. My wheelchair didn't fit in certain places, so we had to widen the doors, make a bathroom, things like that. This is very hard on families, so they keep people in the nursing home and they literally make it so hard on the families. And I know exactly how my husband felt because he came and told me, oh, my God, they want to do this. Oh, my God, they want to do that. Then when I went back to the community, I had to change to community Medicaid. What a real hassle. Oh, my goodness. My husband had to do spousal refusal. And what that means is that he refuses to pay for, you know, my nursing home stay, and he wasn't making too much money either, so that's good in that case. But it was really weird because he really wanted to be able to have something easy and let it, you know, oh, here's the information for Medicaid. Why don't you get the information for Medicaid, like my, what do they call that? I forgot the name of it. Anyway, they just, you know, he wouldn't have been, you know, they would have thrown me out if we didn't actually get things together because we had Medicaid, Medicare, and MagnaCare, which is his insurance. So I had a lot of insurances, and now I have one more. So, I mean, I know how things are going lately, and it's not the best, the way in which, you know, the hospitals and the nursing homes, they want you to be in a nursing home. Once they evaluate you, the physical therapy tell you that you are weak. I'm weak. I've been lying down in a hospital bed for God knows how long, and you're telling me I'm weak? I mean, it really challenges the families. It challenges everything that, you know, they're doing. Right now, I am trying to get a new lift for the area next to my house. I hope to God I don't have to, you know, go to a nursing home waiting on that lift. Forget it. I'd be going crazy if that happened. Or actually a ramp, you know, that was actually, you know, would be better. But no, it just, you know, I don't know. Well, I know that my husband made a ramp, and we were waiting on the lift. We said, freak it. I'll make the ramp, and you can go, you know, you could come home. I said, okay, we'll do that. Meanwhile, the ramp doesn't have any rails still to this day, hoping that, you know, when I get onto a lot of programs, they would just get that ramp finally built. Well, this evening we have our co-host, which is Frank Perino. He's waiting in queue, so I'm going to get him right now. Hello, Frank.
Inner Sight, hello, and thank you very much. One of the last 2 days before the day for Milton.
Right.
And May 19th, of course, is the brewing company, Bellport, Long Island, 14th Station Road. And if you go to our website, You'll find it right on the homepage, innersight.info. And please, these last couple of days, promote. That's the key word.
I've been.
you know, get it up there and put it on the Facebook and wherever else you can put it. Gay from Milton.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to thank my good friend who will be, one of my good friends who will be speaking at the day for Milton, Olga Murray, today, expressing herself and saying to me, we have to start a board to license and to regulate these schools. Coming from a woman who is a former assistant district attorney in this county and now a criminal lawyer. And I called another friend of mine, and I haven't spoken to in a while, Richard Rosenthal, who is probably the biggest animal rights lawyer in the country. You know, and he said he would have been at the day for Milton, but he's got a federal trial in Maryland, you know, about the dog. You know.
See?
So Richard definitely is interested in this board. You know, he knew about Milton. He was very disturbed over it, and he knew the whole story. So I'm pretty sure, I told him I'd keep him posted, I'm pretty sure we can get Richard on the board with Olga and several other people. Of course, Michelle, I'd love Michelle to be on the board, to do something about this problem. And I spoke with, I'm getting off the subject, but I'm going to save some of this for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Just want you to
please.
That the day for Milton is picking up a lot of momentum from people. And tomorrow maybe I'll have an update on the day for Milton in New Orleans. New Orleans. Chicago, Illinois. I should say
Illinois. Okay. But we got another one.
All right. Inner Sight and the Nursing Home Show tonight, and the theme tonight is how nursing homes are destroying families.
Yes, they are.
You know, they really are. I mean, just take a look at what happens. You know, how many people, and you can't get any of these statistics.
That's right.
How many people are in nursing homes who are living with a spouse or with a relative or with a someone else, a friend, a roommate, who had to leave the premise because they were put into a nursing home. And now the family, the other member or friend, is in jeopardy of losing their home because they can't pay the rent. They lost that income because of the damn nursing home, see?
Oh, yeah.
So that's horrible, man, when that happens, you know, and the system's not doing anything that I know of to make up for that.
I agree with that. Yeah.
Where are the agencies? What are they doing?
Nowhere. Nowhere to be found.
You know?
Seriously.
In that way, nursing homes are ruining families. They go after family members to pay the bill for the person in the nursing home, and they don't care if you're dead or alive. You know, they don't even know most of the time if you're dead. You died from being in a nursing home. Either they don't know or they don't care. They'll still try to get money out of the living relative. So in that way, they're infringing upon the family and interfering with, you know, people's lives. The whole cycle. How about all the people who are conflicted, who don't want to put their person, their loved one, into a nursing home, but don't know what to do, and they can't do it, and they don't have the money, and they can't keep them out? There's another situation.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you can't pick up the phone and say, hey, my wife is in danger of going to a nursing home, will you help me? I mean, if they called us, we would try to help them.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but a lot of these agencies already have the money to help them and can't and won't. That's the thing. You know? So you have this whole cycle of things going on, how these nursing homes are interfering with not only the person's life who's in there or going in there, but the family affected by it. You know? And it's a horrible, horrible thing. Today I heard on the news that these politicians now are arguing over this debt, you know, mm-hmm. saying that the government's going to default. You know, first of all, to me, that's a bunch of bull crap. The government can make all the money it wants. There was a guy on an economist on television not too long ago who said that. The government can never go into default because they print the money. You know?
Yeah, that's
true. Just
let
them print day and night and then pay the damn bill.
They print that money. I saw it on the news actually today, and I said, wow, wouldn't it be nice if I just had one sheet of that money to help Intersight and myself out? Oh, my goodness. All $100 bills just, you know, being printed.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about. Because the whole thing is stupid. It's just a play on words, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody out there who thinks that they're not going to get their check, don't worry about it. Because if the government doesn't give you their check, that means they got to pay your rent. So I wouldn't
that's
worry
right.
about it.
No.
Damn right. Let
yep.
them pay it. And
exactly.
give you the check.
Mm-hmm.
You think I would pay them back? Hell no, I won't. You better
that's
damn well believe it. They owe me that okay. money.
Yeah.
Anyway, Intersight, I got a couple of people to thank here. Brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen.
Yay.
And a good friend, Tom. And Michelle Cooper. We're going to try to get Michelle on the show tomorrow night, the last night before we have to go to the day for Milton. Shelby's Kitchen, 631-268-0444 on Shelby's Kitchen. And Tom and Michelle working very hard for the day for Milton, even in the midst of the loss of a good friend, Brian Baker. Our deepest
mm-hmm.
condolences to Danielle and the girls and all. I met Brian's mother-in-law, too, and very nice lady. Deepest condolences to all. And we're asking all the speakers, and we'll have to remind them, to please acknowledge the Bakers, you know, and thank them and condolences. All right, Intersight brought to you by the Third Eye. Insight, Devin Fernandez, 631-445-3464. 445-3464. Want to learn how to protect yourself? Have fun doing it. Stay in shape. Get the Third Eye Insight with Fernandez. Right. And we expect a big crowd tomorrow, Friday.
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Hopefully.
I'm getting there very early.
Get that big crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know what. Well, the hall open. I don't know. Well,
yeah,
I'm what time up.
I'll go over to Shelby's and ask for something to eat, and that's what I'll pay for it.
Open by 10.
Yeah.
All right, Intersight, and brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, medical, when they're able to afford it. Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, spoke to Joe Delgado today. He's all ready.
Yeah.
And tomorrow night I'm going to talk about what Joe and I discussed.
Oh, yeah. It should be good.
It could be the future of people who need service dogs.
All right.
Intersight, the silo, 631-880-7929. And I want to thank Jill for putting us on all those websites all over Long Island. Greatly appreciate that. It's a day for
mm-hmm.
Milton. I want to thank all the papers, Terry at the hometown Felicia at the Brooklyn, the neighborhood paper, Newsday, all of them will put us out, Channel 12 on the calendar, and papers that I don't even know about, I'm sure. And we got to thank Ira Tucker, who today sent a beautiful piece that he wrote about Milton. Sent it over to Suffolk Bus, and I believe they made copies, 100 copies, I think, and we're going to have them for the for Friday, for the day for Milton. All right. And tomorrow, the day, we got to get on the Associated Press, day for Milton.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Inner Sight Nursing Home Show.
Yeah.
Families being affected. Go ahead. It's your show. Go ahead.
It's okay. We could do it together. I don't mind. Listen, now, when you got a family who is really, you know, worried about somebody not being able to come home because no accessibility, that's what happened to me. And what they did, you know, it was just amazing how they alienated my husband, saying, oh, you have to have this in the house. You have to have that in the house. Oh, my God, my husband was ready to choke somebody. It already was there, and they were saying, no, it's got to be this way instead of that way. Like, for example, my door had regular hinges on it, but I was still able to pass through. No, they wanted the handicap hinges on it that made the door a little wider. Big deal, maybe by an inch, but it didn't help me any. I still was, you know, having to go in and out, you know, on my own and stuff like that. So it was kind of, you know, useless.
Who is
but
that?
The little thing, the nursing home. They would tell him that we have to come and see the house and see how you've done the what do you call it, the hinges, how you've done this, that, and the other thing, which is delaying me more in the nursing home, and they're getting paid more. That's how that works. You know?
All right. So if that's the case, then if the law doesn't provide, then the law should be amended. You know?
That's right.
You're going to come and look my place and want it to be just so and in accordance with the law, then you should help raise the money for it.
That's right.
The agencies should raise half the money and the government should raise the other half. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because why isn't every place made for a wheelchair?
That's right.
To begin with.
That's right.
Why are they putting it on the person later on? Because it wasn't made in the right way. Not my fault. I didn't make it.
That's right.
The government knows. They know from experience. They damn ass know that a lot of people are going to wind up in wheelchairs. They know it. Just look at the army.
Oh, my God. It's
look
terrible.
At the military.
Yeah.
They know it. So why weren't the damn places built properly in the first place?
That's right.
See? That's why I don't believe that this should be on anybody. It's got to be on the government and give the agencies permission to, you know, to help raise the money. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
A little birdie just popped up on my phone and agreed with me. I don't know what that was, but thank you.
Yeah.
There you have that. You know, amend the damn ADA. Fix it up. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, what they want to do is they want to find an excuse to keep the person in the damn place so they can keep taking the money.
That's right. They changed me from community Medicaid to nursing home Medicaid, and then I had to go back to community Medicaid when I got out of it. So that made me 6 months in that one nursing home, okay? And I was fighting for it all the time. If I wasn't fighting for it, I don't think I would be out That's basically, my husband was fighting, I was fighting. So my husband finally had to sign that he was going to take care of me in the nighttime. It was crazy, but he doesn't get paid.
Yeah. All this comes about because nursing homes are not natural places.
Exactly. They're not a home.
The whole thing. Belong in your own home. All this disruption would not occur like this if people were allowed to stay in their own home with the help they need.
That's right.
There's the answer.
There is the answer. You know, period. There's no discussion about it.
Forget it. Yeah.
There's absolutely no discussion about it because what they did during the height of COVID and all these people who are in nursing homes were lost, you know, meaning they died from COVID.
Sure.
And it was terrible, absolutely terrible that they, you know, and they were elderly, a mix of elderly and not elderly, but they still were in the nursing homes, you know, for whatever reason that they needed to be there. A lot of them passed away because there was a lot of COVID in the nursing homes. This is crazy. It shouldn't be.
Well,
then I had my mother's birthday.
That,
I had to do it through a screen door. Isn't that crazy?
I submit, and Intersight submits that not as many people would have died if they were in their own home.
That's right.
I believe that. I believe that.
The aides were forced.
But they would have been safer.
Right. The aides were forced to actually
traffic that had virus.
Yeah.
Good.
The aides were forced to stay with their original client, which is good, you know, and that would have been a lot better situation, and people wouldn't have died so easily. If they had one aide, the one aide was told that she cannot have another case, but I don't think they paid him extra, but they should have for doing that, you know. I've got Lorraine on the line, and I'm going to bring her in, okay, here she comes.
Oh, yeah. Lorraine had her first show tonight.
Oh, how was it? Good? Hey, Lorraine, how was your show?
It was all right. We had some technical difficulties with the board, but it'll get better. Yeah, it'll get better.
It's not the best of boards for people with, you know, blindness. It has to be bigger in my opinion. I have to sit here with these really thick glasses on, like they're 7X. Now, that is, you know, diopters, it's 7. So that helps me a little bit, but sometimes I still can't see on the board. It depends on how my eyes are doing for the day. It really is horrible.
Right. Because Jason, he's the one who is going to be working the board. Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. He's going to be working the board.
That's right. Anybody gets bad, you just throw them off.
That's right. Yeah. Just throw them off.
That's right. You know, that's about
it. They wonder where they're at. They'll still be thinking that they're on the line, but they're not on the line. Because I even said that. I said there won't be no profanity, no vulgarity, and nothing like that.
Yeah.
I let them know and explain as to what the show is all about and how many days it's going to be on. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Just the basics.
I'm going to start with YouTube and TikTok. I have to read a whole bunch of stuff on TikTok. I know how to do YouTube, but I don't know how to do TikTok. But I was told, and this is for everybody, I was told that it makes you more money, TikTok.
Oh,
than
okay.
YouTube. So if you want to monetize, I don't even know how to say that properly right now. You monetize, I think it is. That's the right thing. Anyway,
okay.
If you want to make money, period, you know, go to I lost my train of thought again. I hate that. You know,
okay,
I had a stroke.
Happens.
That's what gave me my blindness and gave me my hearing impaired. And, you know, ever since then I have word-finding issues, they said. I don't know what is good or bad. All I know is that it's bad for me forgetting things. I've been trying with a whole bunch of different supplements to get my brain back.
Yes.
Some of them work, some of them don't. Mm-hmm. The ones that don't, they get thrown out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So thank God I have that. And thank God Frank turned me on to natural healing and wanted me to.
I'm glad
he
did. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very glad. I want to stop this medicine, and they're all freaking out, the doctors.
Oh, they are, huh?
Yeah, they are. Why should they freak out? It's my opinion and what I want, period.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. Yeah, because the doctors want to make money. That's why.
They would.
They're freaking
out
on that. They want to make their money, yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings us back to nursing homes, which sounds crazy. They want to make money on everything.
Yeah, of course.
Alienates a lot of the, you know, family members. Listen, you want to make money on me, or do you want to help me get, you know, better? No, I want to make. The real answer is no. I really want to make money off your ass. Excuse my friend.
Yeah, that's why they don't want you to get any better. Yeah,
that's right.
Which means more for them in their pockets. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. They changed me to nursing home Medicaid. Now, I never wanted to change nursing home Medicaid, but they said if I didn't and I stayed a little extra, then I would actually, you know, owe the nursing home. And I was like,
oh,
are you
boy.
I had to change to nursing home Medicaid. Then when I got out of there, I had to change back to community Medicaid. What a hassle.
Don't make
any
sense.
My husband and I were trying to do it together. Let me tell you, it wasn't easy getting all the information.
Well, it sounds like it wasn't easy getting all the information for you. Yep.
Yeah.
They have you go through all this tape, all this red tape.
Oh,
go
my.
From A to B. Yep. And back
is that
again.
For your aunt?
Hmm?
Is that for your aunt or for your, you know, who's
No, I was talking, you know, I was talking about you in general, which you had to go through. From
I
getting,
go through a
lot. Yeah.
You know what?
From the,
I try to ignore the, not ignore, but like try to dismiss, that's a little better, all the negative energy, because that doesn't heal you. What heals you is positivity, and it's
that's
very difficult.
Right.
I have to keep
you have to be positive.
Yeah, be positive.
More
don't let
positive
them bother you.
Attitude.
Yeah.
Less negativity. That just only gives you sickness and illness.
That's right. 100%. Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
what not
I
needed in our life.
Yeah, I knew exactly.
We're not meant to be all stressed out and everything. That's not how our lives were supposed to be.
Nope. They weren't.
Nope. It's not supposed to be.
Yeah.
All positive energy.
That's right.
That's what
that's
we're supposed
right.
to have. Yeah.
Exactly. Now back to our topic. Now I want to ask you a question. How was when you were helping your aunt out with, you know, the family contribution that they were supposedly talking about and stuff like that. How was it for you guys? Was it different than me, or was it approximately the same?
It was very difficult because my mother, she was, you know, handling everything. I mean, we went to see her, and it's like when we, pre-pandemic, before it happened, when we saw her, she was upbeat and everything. She enjoyed us, you know, coming by and everything. Yep.
Right.
And when we did come by to see her, your mom started giving things away and everything, started giving us stuff. This is no, you know, you
keep
that. No.
Yeah.
But, it was okay. She was fun.
That's
she,
great.
Yeah, she was, I guess, what it was because she was in there for so long. And all she kept talking about, wanting her own apartment, wanting her own place at that time. You know,
wow.
She said she's waiting, it's pending for her to get into her own apartment. But her health started declining a little bit. So all of that had to come to a halt.
My mom. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
You could see the difference between when she walked in there. She walked in there. And I have to really stress that. She walked in there and ended up in a coffin when she went out the back door.
Oh, gosh.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they asked me, would you like to see her? Well, it would be nice, but if I can't see her, no, just go with all the stuff and do what you have to. That's what I said. I wanted to see her, but she looked so horrible the last few days of her life.
I didn't want to see her that way and remember her that way.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him, no, she's okay, you know. And then the funeral director wanted to know if we wanted to put her in any sort of clothes. I said, she's not being seen. She's going straight to the cemetery. Now, I had no clue all of this was going to be $7,000. Craziness.
Oh, wow.
Drive her from the nursing home to the freaking funeral. Not the funeral, the grave diggers. Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
The cemetery, yeah, oh, gosh.
Yeah, I would have been okay if it was half that, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know, I would have been, okay, $3,000, giving her a limo ride from the from the nursing home to the – I would have thought of it that way, but
$7,000.
Waited for his money, and I had to pay it a little at a time. I couldn't afford it.
No,
people
of course you can't.
All around, including my husband's mom. Everybody was helping me because it was really horrible, you know.
Yeah.
That was the biggest mistake you made, giving him that money. One of
them. Yeah, I know, but I it'll affect my credit. So I need to be able to, you know, get like something in the future, like a van or anything.
Credit.
Yeah.
Nobody
it does.
Nobody without money has credit. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I know. But they said I used to have credit and good credit, right? Now I have nothing.
Because you don't have money. Everybody with money doesn't need credit. Don't give me the credit.
No, they don't
give me money.
Need it.
Yes.
That's my fault.
Well, I have to do
anyway,
no,
I want to give, before we go off the air, I want to give the insight solution to this whole dilemma that people face, the families face, when they're told that a loved one has to go into a nursing home and you know, threatened and all that crap, you know.
Yeah.
The solution is that if the agencies and the government both got together and established a fund for each, let's start out with the disabled, each disabled person, including the elderly too, established a fund to keep them in their own home, where the government would have to spend less money, you know, give the agencies the power and allow them to raise the money. There's the solution. The money would be there to keep the person out of the nursing home. But the government doesn't want to keep you out of a nursing home. Neither do most of these agencies.
Right.
You know, if they did, they would refuse to be a part of any coercion of putting anybody into a nursing home. They have to testify in court if it comes to it.
Right.
To put the person in the damn nursing home. So the solution is the money that the government owes people. The government owes us the right to stay out of a nursing home. I believe that's what Innocite believes. They owe us that.
Yes, they do.
That money and that right belong to us. And that's why we're in this situation. Because people don't have a fund to keep them out of it. It's as simple as that. And that's
See,
all
we
it
have,
is.
I feel this strongly. We have to also, if somebody needs to go into rehabilitation, say they hurt themselves in a car accident very bad and they're paralyzed, say from their neck down, they should be brought to a regular rehabilitation and not to a freaking nursing home. I used to be in 6 weeks in a rehabilitation for whenever I needed it, and the doctor wrote up all the stuff, and I was approved for it. And it was so much better. You got to move around the area, you were in clothes, you were taught how to, if your hands were really weak, you were taught how to put your clothes back on. Everything was there. Yeah, this wasn't like nursing home stuff, you know, and then threatened to be in a nursing home, stay in a nursing home, you know.
Yeah.
I went right back to my school.
The nursing homes that made it worse.
Yeah, they did. Big time worse.
We know the government is famous for making things worse. We know that.
Yeah.
That's how they operate.
Yeah, that is. Yep. It really is. I was at Rusk Institute for a while, and then I was at Mount Sinai for another while because the Rusk Institute needed a bed for somebody else. But and I went to Mount Sinai after that, which was the best thing that I've ever done. They put me in, like, this special room and did the electrical study on my brain and on my spinal cord each level. And it turned out weird stuff that I had, but they had no explanation for it. It wouldn't have, you know, come up like that if it wasn't really there. Now I have brain stuff that I don't even know how I got, and there's lesions, and they can't just treat them with MS. MS medicine, because it might not be him.
Give out the call-in number.
Okay, here we go.
And check the board very carefully, because we've been missing calls. I've been getting complaints.
Oh, really?
This board
is finicky.
We've been missing calls.
Wow.
You got to really watch that.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
Right,
here's
the
guest
number.
Everybody can go 213-816-1650, and you can come and speak with us, you know, on the line.
All right. Are there any callers?
No, it's just us three. I refreshed it.
Sure,
more than once. Yeah, I'm sure. It's just us. I refreshed it.
It has been full.
Refreshing it, probably.
Yeah. Double-check that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about the Able News? Let's get the Able News.
Oh, yeah, let's do that. All right, here we go.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
And we should remind everybody that the latest issue of Able News has a very good article on how these nursing homes are wasting money.
Yeah, exactly. But what they did say, I got
to
express it when you're done.
May issue of Able News, you want to read some statistics on why these nursing homes are so horrible. They don't care about the average person.
Definitely. Definitely.
Again.
You know, You know what I'm interested in is how much, when people are in the nursing home, how much are they really spending on these people? Probably not as much as they claim. That's one thing. I really would love to find more about it. But now you can go back to when you're in a nursing home, and now you have to, you know, do what they say, unless, forget it. You know, and that's basically what I had the impression when I first got in there. I was like, why are all these people just sitting around? Why are all these people, you know, not in some activity for their brain? They're sitting all in front of the nurse's station. And my mother was one of them. I said, why is my mother here? Oh, we just brought them from dinner, and then we let them rest, and then whatever they want to do later on, we do. I said, you know what you should be doing? You should be stimulating my mother's mind. That was before I got my mom over to the other nursing home where she died. Now, I'd have to go every single day and be by the screen. I was by the screen. It was only 5-10 minutes away from my house, so I could go there. But now when Homo, when he did his nastiness and all those people died and they had to go back to the nursing home after the hospital, why didn't he just send them home? That's the thing that annoys me. And then I was threatened by Adult Protective Services to keep my mom in the nursing home. So I was ready to fight them during the COVID if they did anything, you know, bad to my mom. You know, and the worst thing they did is
well,
they died.
You
got
to have money to fight these people.
Yes, that's right. I didn't
have
it.
You
got
to have money. You got to have a lawyer.
I don't.
Yeah. You know, you got to have money for publicity. You got to make your story. It's all money.
Yeah, it is money.
It's all
everything
about money.
Yep. Yep. It's sad, too.
If
when
you,
I saw my mother.
Had,
the,
if you had the money and the means to do it,
I'd bring
most
her
likely
home.
They would turn around and say, all right, get her an apartment. We'll let her go.
Yeah.
You know. They're not going to fight you if you got the money.
That's right.
They're going to lose.
She had only the health insurances, and that's all. She had the same health insurance that I have now Empire MediBlue. And then, you know, they paid for the nursing homes, but up to a certain extent, you get out of the glorious
well,
view
what the
of...
They want them to pay to keep you out, not for the nursing
yeah.
home.
Yeah, I know. They
that's
they
no
that's
good.
But that's what they do. You know, they, you know, set you up for nursing home care and try to get it all approved. And then they put you in a long-term area, which is so disgusting between you and me. Both of them need
tell
a painting. Tell
them to pay to get home. See how far you get.
Yeah, right. I won't get anywhere.
The whole thing is backwards.
It is backwards. They should spend the money on getting you out, period.
And
you
keeping
know.
You in your own home.
Yeah. There were all these people who were on these, they called them Jerry chairs, and you could lift up your legs, and if you had swelling, you were able to do that. And they were all, like I said, crooked and whatever. I think that they lost a lot of their muscular strength because they were in the nursing home. They're not getting rehabilitation. Now they're in the long-term unit. Oh, my Jesus, that's exactly what's happening. You know?
There's a lot of things that could be done for people that aren't being done in those places. Because they don't care about them.
No,
they
don't.
They're there to die. Why should they care about them?
Exactly.
Why waste time and your money?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the kind of meetings they have, the staff meetings.
Oh, yes,
don't
I believe that.
I'm on this one and that one and the other one. They're too far gone. Wouldn't surprise me. You know, if they instructed their people like that.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget, Day for Milton, Friday morning, 11 o'clock, 14 Station Road. And we're set up. We got everything. We're going to have prizes to give away. Thanks to Suffolk Bus, we're going to be giving away some of these portable throw blankets.
Love it. That we get.
We got
beautiful things.
I'd like to give them to
yeah.
a lot of people that helped us.
Yeah.
You know, just let them take one. And we're also going to have a raffle. We'll raffle off a couple of them. Along
that's
with
good.
We got gift cards. I want to thank Umberto's Pizza, a $25 gift card.
Nice.
And I want to thank the Coffee House Bean for their gift card. So we'll have a little raffle.
Mm-hmm.
What to get out of it. Day for Milton. Don't forget.
No, I won't forget that one.
At the Brewing Hall, 14 Station Road, and our deepest condolences to the Baker family.
Yeah, definitely.
All right,
our
Nursing Home Show. By the way, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. And prayers, please, for Mr. Kennedy's sister and his wife. Remember them in your prayers. All right, I got to call Kennedy and see how she's doing.
Yeah.
All right, Kennedy Realty, our good friends.
Yeah.
I want to thank the Brookhaven Shelter that'll be at the Day for Milton. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming by. And we're supposed to get a town official from Brookhaven to read the proclamation.
Right.
Supervisor couldn't make it, but they're supposed to get us somebody else. So hopefully find out about that tomorrow.
That'd be great.
If we don't, Olga said she would read the proclamation. She's a town official.
Sure. Yeah.
From a different town, but it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, no.
So we're covered. We got everything covered. Spoke to Michelle today, and we're going to finalize everything tomorrow.
Okay.
So we're ready, man. We're ready. We're moving forward. Day for Milton. Milton has brought thousands of people together.
Yes, he has.
I'm going to say thousands
of
people.
That is right.
You know,
I'm sorry?
They may not be there, but he brought them all together. Inner sight. All right, nursing home show. Yeah, anybody out there, if you are struggling with your family and you're being threatened with a nursing home, we can try to help. You know? I mean, it can't get any worse if they're going to put your loved one in a nursing home. What do you got to lose? You know? We'd be happy to intervene. We'd be happy to, if need be, try to raise some money. You know, Inner Sight has no limits. We're not limited like a lot of these other agencies are.
Mm-hmm.
So call
That's
us.
True. Yeah. 631-224-3090.
Inner Sight number. If you want to keep your loved one out, we'd be happy to help, extending ourselves.
Yeah.
All right, that's the insight.
Wow,
nobody wants to go to a nursing home.
Nobody. I mean, well, some of them, if they have a little dementia, they think that being served and being taken care of, they don't know any better. In a sense, but if they were to go to their own home, they'll recognize it, I think.
That's why they're advocates.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Advocates and people who can step up and, you know.
Yeah. Help
you got to have the money to do it. You have the means to do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to say something about that because of my father. He was in a nursing home because of his dementia. And Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. When the last time I heard, you know, that was online, that my father, he's home.
Wow.
And this
That's
was
great.
Last year.
Yeah.
And he's home. Mm-hmm. He may not know anybody, but he's still home now.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. That's the last, yeah.
Get the hell out of there. Mm-hmm. How old a guy is he?
My father, he's in his 70s.
Wow.
I think he's going towards his late 70s, yes.
But still he's young. I mean, some people live to, you know, a little bit before 100, and that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
His mother lived to 96.
Look at all these celebrities, movie stars that are in their 70s and 80s. You think they're going to go to a nursing home?
Hell no.
Hell no.
No, they'll stay out as long as they can. They don't want
to
go there. No.
Stay out.
Yes, yeah. Stay out.
That's the only reason.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, they would be in a nursing home.
That's true.
It's only the means to stay in your own home that keeps you out.
That's right.
It's a bunch of bull, you know, because if you get the right people to help you, you can stay out.
Look what happened to Maureen and Mary. That was such a disaster. They put her on the program that I'm on now. I'm soon to be on, you know, the what's not the nursing home diversion program, but the TBI. And I'm like, what the heck? And she she never had a head injury like that. So, I mean, I had a head injury from my stroke, and it left me with stupid things that I can't find words and I can't do this or that. I'm doing all these little exercises for my brain that were developed, you know, by neurologists and stuff like that. And it's something a little more natural than taking a medicine for, you know, say a slight seizure if that's what's happening. I don't even know what's happening. you know, whenever I get those things. But I know in my mind I'm thinking one thing, and then I'm receiving another when I'm starting to, you know, try and talk. And still to this day, from that darn stroke, I still have trouble speaking in certain circumstances. I'll forget things. And I just, you know, I try to think. Here's what the speech pathologist told me. She said, try and think of an alternate word for the word that you want to use. But sometimes that's even hard, you know? But they should have
things. There's a lot of help you can get if you have the funding to pay for it.
Yeah,
I know.
So,
well, I know my darn insurance companies, I have five of them now. No laughter, but it's true. I have five insurances just to cover everything that I need.
Oh.
To me, I think it's crazy. I don't want any insurance. I don't want any pills. Just let me be. No. One of my doctors put his foot down and says, don't take away the cortisol. You could die. Oh, thank you for letting me know.
Oh, shoot.
Thank you for letting me know that.
If he knew what he was doing, he'd say, I'm going to give you something better and you won't die.
That's it.
Exactly. No, you know what he said to me?
Or they don't want to know what they're doing.
No, I told him, I want to go natural. He said, you should have done that from the beginning. It's going to be hard now.
Never too late.
Exactly what he said. And I'm like, are you crazy? That's what I told him. You know, and he always wants me in the hospital. I'm like, and then I watch all the physical therapy, you know, because the physical therapy is what puts you in a nursing home. Nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a two-person assist, you can't live back in your own home. This is what they do to you. They put you in a nursing home, which I think is stupid. If you have two people to help out, then why the heck are you putting me in a nursing home? Like that we said, it's hard on families. It definitely is. My husband loves me, wants to be with me, and yet they want to, you know, put me in a nursing home for a stupid cause, you know? Well, I know this is a really good topic.
If you have the money and you're a two-person assist, you don't need to be in a nursing home. You stay in your own.
You know.
So there it is.
That's
again.
Right. You should pay for another person if you had the money. Yeah.
Yeah,
yep.
The doctors and the nursing homes, they all work together.
Somebody like Barbara Streisand is, what, 82?
Oh, she
if
is?
She needed a
wow.
two-person assist. She wouldn't have to go to a nursing home.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
But the money is there. And I'm not saying make everybody rich. I'm saying put the money there for that purpose.
That's right. I agree with you.
She has a million times more than that. But the point is, the money is there.
That's
for
right.
That purpose. Put it there for everybody.
That's
all
why can't they give a card that all the money is on that card, and if you want to, you know, live outside the nursing home, you'll have the money to do so. Or if you need a wheelchair or a bed. My husband has a bed back, but his bed is collapsing, literally. And we're like, we can't let this keep happening. I have to save for a bed now because, you know, between him and I, we're going to get the bed for him. I don't care what he says. The whole thing, he has back pain and all. What the heck? You know, they take a long time to do things, these insurance companies. They really do. And it's terrible.
Because they want you to go into the damn nursing home every night, too.
Yeah.
What the hell do you think that's about?
Yeah, I know.
Are going to testify against you. You think they're going to help you stay out?
No.
Don't think so.
Mm-mm. Nope. Mm-mm. I could say that really harshly because I was in there and my husband had to sign spousal refusal for me to be in there, that he refuses to pay for because he just only has a certain amount of money and he's not going to do it. And that's like a separation. Mm-hmm. We had to be separated while I was in the nursing home.
Oh,
finally, he comes to me one day. He brings me the two dogs, my two dogs, and I sat there on the floor petting them because because I wanted to go down to the floor. I put a towel on the floor, and I just sat there and pet my dogs, because whenever I bent forward, I felt as if I was going to fall forward, you know, and,
okay.
and hurt. That's why I went to the floor. And then they later on, they had two people lift me back up onto the wheelchair. But
okay.
it was beautiful. I sat there, and I was having the best time of my life. But
I know you were.
Yeah, I was. Petting my doggies and sitting there for about an hour, 2 hours, close to 2 hours. Yeah.
Okay.
They loved it. They came by and they saw my white, fluffy dog.
Excuse me. It means you could do the same thing at home if you had the means to do it.
Right. Yes.
Right. There it is.
Yep.
Right there.
It really helped me, I got to say, because I was so sad that I was stuck in there for that long. And it helped me, you know, feel good, the dogs. But, you know, let's go back to what, you know, we said in the beginning. We said that these nursing homes and you, it's not going to be a happy marriage because they're hard on the families. They're hard on the person who's inside the nursing home. They're hard on anything or in everything that they could think of. And they hurt, you know, the person who's in there by doing so, you know. You know what they did for me? I went to a palliative care unit to get something for my pain. Well, that particular nursing home was full and didn't accept me back. They should have saved the bed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They should have saved my bed. And they didn't do that. You know what I did?
We'll be with you tomorrow night. Thank you
so much.
Yeah. Good night,
amen.
Everybody.
Tomorrow okay, good
night.
Night
is our last.
Good night, world.
Yeah, good night, world is right.
Yes, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yes, you too, sweetheart.
Yes.
When is your next show? I wanna get, you know.
It's tomorrow at 6:30 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome.
Yes.
And
yes.
What's it called again?
It's called 21 and Up Chill Lounge, and at 6:30 to 7 p.m. And
okay.
that number is 319-527-6201. Tomorrow night, May 18th and May 20th.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
wow. Let me get the phone number again. 319?
Yes.
What is the rest? Yeah.
527-6201.
6201. Okay, 319-527-6201. Great, beautiful.
Yes, that is.
mm-hmm. I'm going to get mine up a little bit later because I want to decide which thing I'm going to use, the YouTube shorts, or if I'm going to use something like TikTok. I have to read all the stuff, and that's what we're doing. Well, Lorraine, have a great time with your shows, and I might peek in one of these days, most likely this next day. Oh, we
okay,
got 10 seconds. Have a good evening, everybody, and inner
good
sight.
Night.
Take care. All right. Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.